Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. Ty Hildenbrand here, Dan Rubenstein over there. SolidVerbal@gmail.com is our email address. Feel free to become our Facebook friend at facebook.com/solidverbal. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Dan, I know we said we weren't going to do a show today, but surprise, we lied. We're here anyway.
We tricked them.
We're here anyway, yeah. How are you?
We are here, and we are ready to broadcast in the clear.
You sound like you've got more energy today than you did yesterday.
I do have more energy. I don't know what it is. Maybe I didn't get a good night's sleep because I was up late last night watching the basketball.
Right.
But I was asked to come on that TV show that I'm asked to come on every so often. So maybe I got my energy up for that, and we're just riding that right now.
We're just coasting right now?
We're just coasting. Just enjoy the wave.
I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at the greatest website, the greatest subreddit really ever established.
Yeah, expand upon this. I don't know what you're talking about. Reddit. What's a website?
Reddit.com.
Okay.
/r/ mm-hmm. One True God.
What is that?
One True God.
Is that the website dedicated to you?
It is not dedicated to me.
Okay,
it is
what
dedicated
is it?
To the one true God that does exist, Dan.
Okay.
Nicholas
so this,
Cage.
This is a spiritual.
This is all Nick Cage all the time.
Oh, okay. I know about this. Yeah, I've seen this.
I'm looking at him right now. They've got his picture in place of the Virgin Mary, another one with him on the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
This is going to take me a few hours to get through. I'm very happy I found this.
Now, I asked you what your favorite McConaughey vehicle was. What's your favorite Cage vehicle?
Ooh, got to be The Rock.
It's easily The Rock.
Easily The Rock. Cage has been in a lot of bad movies. And quite honestly, there is no movie Cage won't do at this point.
Right.
So we've discussed this before. I'm counting down the days until he ends up in Fast 8. It will happen, Dan.
The movie he did, is it Honeymoon in Vegas?
Las Vegas?
Well, no, he did Leaving Las Vegas. What was the thing he did with Sarah Jessica Parker and James Caan?
Oh, right. Oh, I don't remember. You're right.
Was it Honeymoon in Vegas?
I'm going to look that up. Go ahead.
I'm looking it up right now. I really enjoyed that picture. I liked it a lot.
Honeymoon in Vegas. Yeah, 92.
You had the Elvises jumping out of the plane, like the skydiving Elvises. I did enjoy that one.
I've seen it in bits and pieces. He's been in some okay movies, I guess. Kick-Ass was decent. Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah, but he wasn't really Nicolas Cage in that.
No, Bad Lieutenant was okay.
I did not like Bad Lieutenant.
It was okay.
It was not for me.
Trust me, if you've ever seen Wicker Man, Bad Lieutenant was okay.
All right.
Just stick with that.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so you found this subreddit, and now we're doing a college football show.
We are doing a college football. We're doing emails. We're doing Facebook comments. I don't know
news.
If we have many
yeah.
Twitter things to talk about. But
Dating advice.
Now, you put this out there, right?
I did, absolutely. Because we asked Bill Connolly about his first date and his first date with his wife. We talked about your first date. We talked about my first date. And this show is nothing if not an interactive experience for both the hosts and the people that listen to the show. So we solicited questions and comments from people that have gone on first dates that involved college football. So we can tie it back to the source material. So we asked people this, and they responded.
I want to start off with one from Taylor. Now, Taylor, for those that don't know, is effectively the Solid Verbal intern. He's been helping us with show notes. He's been, if you go to our episodes, the write-ups that you see underneath, Taylor's been involved in those. So he put one out there. He sent this to me a short while ago, and it's a little bit longer, but this one is great. This one, I don't know what I do in this situation. He says he was at the Maryland-Miami game in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The infamous unveiling, you might remember, of the Maryland Pride uniforms.
Yep.
Remember that one, Dan?
Absolutely, I remember.
He said he invited a girl he was seeing to a tailgate with him and his buddies. He always likes to do that to make sure if he starts bringing someone around that she'll get along well with the guys, which is very important.
Seems important, yeah.
He said this was a test run. It did not go very well. He starts off the next paragraph by saying it was a night game. And I feel like when you say that, you instantly know where this is headed. All right? Started tailgating early. They're having a good time. A lot of drinking games, socializing. 2 hours before kickoff, he says the girl he was with got incredibly drunk, could hardly walk, couldn't sit up without falling over, and then they had to start coming up with contingency plans. His buddy offered up his couch at his apartment for a place that he could dump her at. All right, now this email makes it sound as if he's going to murder her. I'm assuming he did not do that. I'm hoping he did not do that.
Right.
He said, I tried dragging her over to the apartment building, but it wasn't working out. Another friend offered to give her a piggyback ride to speed up the process. We got her to hop on his back, but after taking two steps, she fell over top of him, flattening my friend and smashing her head against the ground. She was unconscious for a good minute when a cop spotted us and checked her for a concussion. He couldn't tell how drunk she was. Then she started getting belligerent. She thought going to jail or whatever was going on in her mind. We eventually got the drunk, concussed, semi-conscious girl to the apartment, and she passed out on the couch.
Oh, no.
What do you think happens next in this story?
They get married. Obviously, they have... Well, the next day...
In a Lifetime movie, they get married.
Right.
In real life, not so much.
No, absolutely. That has to be the end, you would assume.
After the game, I get a call from my buddy telling me the girl is now awake and freaking out because she doesn't have her phone, doesn't know where she is, and is not accepting any explanation he's giving her.
What?
I walk all the way across campus in the rain to get her, drive her home. No thank yous, no what happens. Seems like the kind of thing that happened to her a lot. She did not get another invite back to the tailgate. Roll Terps.
Roll damn Terps. Oh my God.
It's good he did not end up with her.
I am horrified. I really hate, and this is going to sound weird considering my background with video and what I did for Sports Illustrated and have done for SB Nation. I really don't like drunk people. And I'm not talking about people that have had a few beers. I'm not talking about people that are having a good time and laughing. That's fun drunk. When people get to the point where it's like, I've been in Maryland for 5 years. When it gets to like that weird like plateauing of emotion where right. They're not loud, they're not angry, they're not funny, they're not happy, where it's just like that weirds me the hell out.
It decreases in novelty as you get older.
Right. It was never novel to me.
It decreases. Now, it was never novel to me either, but it decreases drastically as you get older. Once you're working, once drinking on a Wednesday night isn't as good an idea as it used to be,
right,
that's when it stops being as novel. So I'm glad that our boy didn't end up with this lass. He's now writing notes for us for free, so it's all worked out for him.
The life is coming up, Taylor.
He should not send her Sherry's Berries, our
no
sponsor here this evening. Sherry's Berries are easily found at berries.com. That's berries.com.
Yep.
Click on the mic in the top right corner, type in your promo code, which of course, Daniel, do you remember the code?
Solid?
Solid is the promo code. You can get a dozen dipped strawberries for only $19.99. If you want to throw an extra $10 at the cause, whatever your cause may be, you can get an additional dozen berries, Dan. Not a bad deal.
You know, I have an idea for Sherry.
Okay.
They're big on the swizzle.
They are. Very big.
They love the swizzle. And you know what, Ty? I myself am huge on the swizzle. With college football season coming up, what if we had some colorful team directional, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but team-specific colored swizzle?
Wow.
Some yellow swizzle for your Georgia Tech or your Oregon, your golden and green swizzle for perhaps.
You can even be clever with the naming, the Maize and Berry.
Maize and Berry. Absolutely.
Right?
Berry Force? I don't know.
Just throwing it out there.
But B teams, I think people would dig that. You get it overnighted. It arrives Friday. You put it on a lovely platter. You're talking about the hit of the tailgate on campus on Saturday.
That's it, man. Berries.com.
That's swizzle.
BERRIES.com. Promo code is solid. Hit it up. We got an email from our friend West Coast Wally. Remember West
Absolutely.
Coast Wally?
Of course I do.
He did the scorecards for all our picks. I hope he's willing to do that again this year. That was great.
That was way over the top awesome.
It was incredible. And he sent me an email earlier today that he went with a dozen Sherry's Berries for their anniversary.
Mm. And how did the recipient feel? Do we know?
He said she loved it.
Of course.
She loved it. So there you have it. Okay. We've got emails. We've got all sorts of things to get through. You're on limited time because you've got your college football all-star dinner a little bit later on.
I do have a college football all-star dinner.
Let's get right into this.
Let's.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
You've got mail on the Solid Verbal.
Whenever we can, we do our best to pay homage to those of you who write in.
Enthusiasm.
I like that. To those of you who write in to solidverbal@gmail.com.
It's conversation, Ty.
We've got a mishmash of college football, non-college football questions. We will start off with Patrick, who writes in to say he attends numerous UCLA games.
Ooh.
Do we want to continue, or is that enough?
No. Please do continue. I like UCLA.
We're an older crowd, but we still enjoy a good tailgating experience. In addition to the requisite activities of cooking out and enjoying a few adult beverages,
sure.
Our favorite activities... You're going to have to help me on this one, Dan.
Yeah.
Our favorite activities include working the Saturday crossword as a group and playing cribbage.
Mm-hmm.
What are your top tailgate activities, and do you have any unusual ones you've witnessed that you can share? Do
the
people
weird
do
thing,
cribbage?
Okay, I don't even... Do you know how to play cribbage?
I have no idea.
I don't have the faintest clue about cribbage. I do have a pretty good knowledge of crossword puzzles. And the Saturday, if they're doing the New York Times one, that's the hardest of the week. That's the one where you do need to gang up on. You need to gang up on it with friends.
Okay.
The weird thing to me about this email is in this guy's email address, this guy Patrick, it includes ND.
Yeah,
as if
that.
He's almost making fun of UCLA fans and playing a character, perhaps. But in any case... I'm down with crossword puzzles. As you just heard me say, I don't like belligerent drunkenness.
As a tailgate activity, though?
There's so many. There are games on, and there are people with TVs. There, you can toss the football around. You hang out with your friends at a tailgate. The crossword, I don't know. That is not for me. It does not seem acceptable. But listen.
That's what I think of that. That's a soft tailgate activity.
It is a soft tailgate activity, but it's UCLA. It's on a golf course, a lot of this tailgating. I don't know if they're in the course or on the gravel parking lots, but it is a little bit strange.
You ever play LCR?
What's that?
LCR, it's a dice game. You roll three dice. Each person starts out with three chips. It's like three poker chips. You throw in $3.
Okay.
A little good old-fashioned gambling.
Yeah.
Each person starts with three chips. You roll the dice. You get three dice. Do this at tailgates. Yeah, you get around a table. You get a group of people. And you roll the dice. And the dice say L, C, R, and there's one that has a dot on it.
Okay.
And depending on what comes up, you either put one of your chips in the center, you pass one to the left, or you pass one to the right. Or if you get the dot, you get to hold on to it. And the purpose of the game is to be the last one with any chips. If you are that person, you win all the money in the center. Otherwise, it's just sort of, you know, something you hang around and do. And it's a dice game.
All right.
Not too complicated. That's my favorite tailgate
activity. I wouldn't turn down an invite to play it from beautiful women, but I don't know if I would go out of my way. But it sounds fun.
It's a good time. Okay.
Yeah. I like drinking and eating and throwing footballs and watching football.
Let's go to Mike, who, by the way...
Do it.
I believe writes on Grantland now, Michael Bauman. In his Twitter account, he has Giancarlo Bauman. Now, I know he likes to write about baseball stuff. Obviously, it's a reference to Giancarlo Stanton from the Marlins.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The name Giancarlo Bauman is one of the more unlikely names that could exist. It reminds me of the Seinfeld Donna Changstein.
It's a name that exists only in... NCAA college football.
Utopia. Yeah.
As a proud South Carolina alum, mm-hmm. It grinds my gears that the University of Southern California is known nationwide as USC. This, despite one, our baseball and football teams being older than theirs, two, our school being older than their state, and three, the lack of evidence that the so-called USC is actually an institute of higher education and not just a front for well-tanned teenagers with rich parents to hook up until the trust fund runs out. Ooh, that burns.
Yeah, it does.
Not that I begrudge them these things, just the name.
Yes.
Which brings me to my question. With Jadeveon Clowney and Connor Shaw on the rise and Lane Kiffin proving to be the worst leader of Trojans since Priam failed to burn the horse, what events could transpire this season to cause the name USC to revert back to its rightful owner?
There's nothing that can happen.
I don't see anything here.
Do you know, but why do you think that's the case? What is your most seriously educated reason why, if South Carolina, the University of South Carolina, is older, the teams are older, the history spans a longer period of time, why is the University of Southern California, USC, and South Carolina not universally accepted to be the USC?
I
have a very simple answer for this.
Yeah, it's not tied to success and it's not tied to age. It's just what people started calling it, and USC stuck in California.
Oh, I think it is tied to success.
On a national level.
The limelight exists, and University of Southern California has a better historic football program, and so the name USC has literally been uttered more often with Southern California, and by virtue of repetition and the spotlight and in being in Los Angeles and Hollywood and California, it's just what became understood to be USC. You say something enough and it becomes that. And just because South Carolina is older, just because you create something doesn't mean you sort of own it, if that makes any sense. I feel the same way about the GIF and JIF argument.
Is his description of USC goers accurate?
USC is a really good school, and a number of my very best friends have gone there. But the fact that he also mentions well-tanned teenagers with rich parents to hook them up with trust funds,
yeah,
also very accurate.
Okay.
A lot of very rich, good-looking, tan people from Orange County end up at USC, who are not the smartest and perhaps don't always meet the entrance requirements for USC, but things happen.
Yeah.
And they go to USC. But USC is a very good school. And I want to say it's probably a lot better a school than the University of Southern Carolina.
All right.
Southern Carolina.
That's right. I'm sure he'll love that.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Jake in Des Moines is answering a request that I had a long time ago.
Yeah.
Forever, I've wanted to start this thing called Message Board Madness, and it hasn't really stuck, and I'm not going to keep beating the drum.
Right.
Jake obviously listened to one of these shows. He happened upon something here, which is really a work of art.
Yeah.
And he says, on an earlier show, you mentioned you were on the lookout for odd or disturbing college football message board threads. I present to you from Iowa State's CycloneFanatic.com this surefire first ballot inductee into the Creepy Message Board Fan Hall of Fame.
Right.
I will just read the... Oh, I can't get to it. This is great.
I clicked it earlier and saw it, and now I clicked it now, and I can't get to it.
Interesting. All right.
Let's just give us the gist.
The gist of it was that there was a Iowa State fan on an airplane looking, I guess, in front of him, I'm assuming.
Saw
a man with a Bassmasters hat on, and he was next to an attractive blonde who was wearing a tank top and yoga pants.
And great uniform.
He was using this message board as his forum to hopefully reach out to that man and tell him how good-looking his girlfriend was.
Okay.
And give him a pat on the back.
Hope if anybody's reading this, there was something like that. If anybody's reading this from this flight,
right,
and you're sitting next to a beautiful blonde wearing a tank top and yoga pants, good on you, sir.
It's in the same vein as those Craigslist misconnection type things.
Right.
A little creepy, more than a little creepy.
It's super creepy. And why would you assume just because somebody's wearing, you know, millions of people or dozens of people own Iowa State gear? It's too simple to assume that they'd be on a message board. But this sort of goes into a question that I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Creeper shots.
Creeper shots, yeah.
Because he eventually, people were asking him to take pictures, or he said he volunteered the fact that he took pictures, but they didn't come out all that clear. Is there ever an appropriate time to take creeper shots? Let's say you're on a flight and it's, say, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Kelly Kapowski.
A transcendent character, absolutely,
sure.
of everybody's childhood. She's on your flight and you're texting two or three of your closest friends in a group message. You're like, this is Kelly Kapowski's on my flight. Like, what do I do? What's the move? And they're like, you got to get a picture. Are you trying to take a creeper shot? Is it more appropriate to wait until after the flight and see if you can get up, like, excuse me, Miss Amber Thiessen.
Right.
May I have a picture with you? I'm a huge fan. Like, you're the best. My friends will, like, this is so cool. Do you wait for that, or do you try to just like surreptitiously get it?
I would surreptitiously get the photo.
Really? So you would take the creeper shot?
I would take that creep, but only
but she's famous.
But only in that context. I think it would need to be somebody famous. It would need to be
meaningful famous too.
Right. It would need to be a situation where there's like maybe a lookalike. You know how I am with my lookalikes.
Right.
It would need to be someone looks like somebody. I would need to get proof of that. I've done things like that before, but right. never really in the context that Jake in Des Moines has emailed about. I would not right. go to that length.
What about, so this is our friend Lindsay Theory over at Fox Sports.
Yeah.
She told me about her friend who was on a flight, and she took a picture of a guy in her row, sent that picture to her friends with the message, should I hit on this guy?
Hmm.
Is that okay?
I guess. You'd like to believe that this individual is confident enough to make her own decisions, but...
you would think so.
But modern technology is a wonderful thing. You know, it's the only reason people are listening to us now. So who are we?
I would rather have a picture with or nothing.
Okay. And that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
I am entitled.
Let's spin it off. Let's go to another Jake who writes in with his college football date. Back in high school, I took a girl I hadn't been dating that long to an Indiana football game. First mistake right there, going to an Indiana football game.
That's tough.
We had a good time. I knew she wasn't a huge college football fan, so halfway through the third quarter, a.k.a. when the game was over, I added that on my own, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested we walk around campus, told her I knew a really good ice cream place, so we decided to head there. Couple problems with that strategy. One, I didn't know my way around the campus as well as I thought. And two, after being temporarily lost, we finally found where I thought the ice cream place was, only to discover that it had been replaced by a pita restaurant.
Oh, no.
Upset and without ice cream, we had to walk away, back across campus to get to my car, only to be yelled at by the drunk guys hanging out on their front porch. Needless to say, the relationship didn't go much longer than that. That's a shame.
That's tough. I think that's a situation that I would embrace. And I would make it seem like, hey, we're in on this like terrible, terrible experience together. Let's laugh about it and have fun and make inside jokes and crack wise. It's tough because it is an awkward situation. So you could let the situation sort of envelop you and make it awkward.
Yeah.
And I don't know this girl and I don't know this guy. And maybe it was just a situation where like it was just going to be weird anyway.
Yeah.
But like a walk is a good dating experience. Like just walk around, get to know each other. You're like, oh, I think we're actually lost. That's sort of like a thing you're in on together and like make a joke and just like laugh it off and wander around together. And then the fact that the ice cream place isn't there, the fact that drunk guys are yelling at you. Yeah, it's weird. They're probably yelling horrible things at you. But if you can laugh that off, even better.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it just wasn't meant to be. But in any case, I think it was a valiant effort. And I hope that Jake has found love.
Tough to keep your composure, though, when you're in high school in a situation like
that. That's tough. See, that's a situation that in high school probably would have been terrible for me, but now I could probably make work.
Let's go to a gentleman by the name of Wade Wisdom while we're on the topic of college football dating stories. Wade's been with us forever. Wade Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Good to have him here. Inbox today, he says, I had been seeing this girl over the summer. School just started back up. I wasn't sure if it was just a summer thing or not, but I was hoping it was more. Our first real outing as a couple was the Boise State Georgia game in 2005.
Ooh, got ugly.
It turned out to be important for our relationship.
Okay.
I got completely hammered with my friends.
That's the move.
She told me I shouldn't drink as much, and then I almost passed out in the 8 million degree summer heat while packed between as many Georgia fans as I've ever seen at Sanford Stadium. Luckily, DJ Shockley dominated.
DJ Shockley.
And I was able to leave at half. Not so luckily, she had to basically prop me up as we walked a mile and a half home. And I later found out I had mono. That's a bad date, Wade.
Yeah.
Dan, let's move to Facebook. A good question here from Blake. Hypothetically, what would A&M look like now if Johnny Manziel had transferred before last season?
Right.
Really good question.
So you had a quarterback, Jamel Showers, Flowers, something like that. You had the backup, a touted kid himself competing for the job. He ends up transferring. you would anticipate the A&M offense to look a lot more air raidy, I think.
Yeah.
And it was sort of customized for Johnny Football's specific set of skills, which is scrambling. It's a lot on the ground. They took advantage of Ben Molina and Christian Michael and their abilities just because they could keep defenses off balance. Johnny Manziel progressed as a pure passer. You're still talking a better team. You're still talking about an SEC West that is not prepared for that type of offense. And instead of going, what, they go 10-2 in the regular season?
Yeah.
They lose to Florida and LSU. We're talking about an 8-4 year to get people really excited. An 8-4, 9-3 year, something in there to get people very excited about Texas A&M and the SEC. Obviously, since the Heisman stuff and all of that success, you know, Texas A&M has since decided to expand their stadium, expand Kyle Field, all sorts of suites everywhere. I don't know that the history is all that different, but certainly a lot more money is being poured into Texas A&M and a lot more attention is, and recruiting has completely picked up. And you're talking about probably an uptick for about 2 or 3 years, just made possible by Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, I was going to mention the recruiting aspect as well. You know, as you alluded, it's definitely been a big selling point. We had a freshman Heisman Trophy winner. You know, what's up with that? So, it would drastically alter the course of history
as we know it.
What you said, it would be something else. He also has a question here. Actually, this isn't from him. This is from Jeremy.
Do it.
If you had to try and score a date with Emma Stone, but you could only talk about your hobbies from college during the conversation, would Dan or Ty be more likely to get the date? What were your hobbies during college, Dan?
Well, nothing crazy exciting. I had a radio show, a morning radio show called Morningwood.
Right.
Played pop punk and emo music because it was 2003, Ty, and that's what you did back then.
Little Fallout Boy?
Little FOB, little Alkaline Trio.
Why not?
Yeah, little Saves the Day. That was a really early show. Did some work for the campus TV station. Exercised, went out with friends. Nothing too exciting. Played a lot of NCAA on the PS. Was it a PS2 then? I think it was a PS2.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, hobby-wise, what there was.
I have one that I think might win.
What was your big, like, lady-killing hobby?
I wouldn't call it a lady killer because it clearly didn't work.
You whittled. Let's be upfront.
I was a whittler, sure. As you know, I'm one with computer.
Yeah.
I wrote a computerized drinking game when I was a senior at Penn State.
All right.
A computerized.
What was the game?
The game was called College Power Hour.
Okay. And how was it a computerized drinking game?
It was essentially a timer that you could put up on a screen.
Uh-huh.
That would count down from 60 and it would change your at the time Winamp playlist. You remember Winamp?
Okay. Right? Of course I remember Winamp. I had skins galore for my Winamp.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
It was an application that would display quotes. It had an animated fish that would get progressively more intoxicated.
Okay.
It would automatically change the song on your Winamp every 60 seconds.
And ladies went crazy.
It was, I almost sold that for several thousand dollars. I'm not kidding. This was a big deal. I think I could play off that. If I had to score a date with Emma, if I had the chance to score a date with Emma Stone.
Emma Stone's a random choice.
Really random choice. But I feel like she might be into that.
I like Emma Stone. I wasn't crazy about, what was the one? The A? What was that movie? Easy A?
Easy A.
I wasn't a huge fan. It was trying to be sort of raunchy at PG-13 levels. Not for me. If you're going to go raunch, go raunch. I don't know what I could do. It was charming sense of humor. And by the way, when you said I was into computers, I was like, is Ty going to list, like, pleasing himself as a hobby?
No.
But I'm glad you did not, because that could have gotten weird.
That could have gotten weird.
This show already is.
Right.
I don't know. It would have been just general, like, I have a radio show, ladies. And they would be like, we don't care. We do not care at all.
We'd both fail miserably in all likelihood. Yeah. Let's go to James who writes
and my
in.
Radio show is a double entendre named after erections.
How about it, Dan?
So form a single file line. Yeah.
On that, that was note, me. On that note, this one from James.
Yeah.
It says, it's titled Four Genres, Four Artists, and One Champion.
Okay.
Here is my scenario. Let's go with country, rap, R&B, and rock. Choose an artist from each genre to head the college football team that you think they'd be a best fit with.
Right.
Give them 6 years at the helm and bring them and bring in their own classes, excuse me. Create mm-hmm. their own team. Who comes out as champion after those 6 years?
Let's just do it with one genre. That's a lot of genres and a lot of coaches, potential coaches.
That's a lot to discuss. That's
all right. You want to go hip-hop and rap?
I could do rap to me, Jay-Z, right?
Okay, so what program feels Jay-Z-ish? Alabama?
What program feels Jay-Z-ish?
What suits his personality?
Wow.
Empire?
I mean, he's an East. If he weren't an East Coast guy, I'd be inclined to say USC, just because of the glitz and glamour of the program.
Slash, yeah.
And I don't know if that program really exists along the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, forget about the fact about where he's from. Just personality wise.
Personality wise, I would say USC.
You would say USC more so than the I guess Snoop Dogg is from LA, and we're forgetting about where people are from.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair. An Empire, Flash, Public Eye, different hustles.
Right.
So Jay-Z at USC. I would take, let's see, hip hop. Who would be a random artist? We'll go Pharrell.
Pharrell?
See, okay. I would see Pharrell at Oregon. Big with the fashion.
Right.
Sleek. Smaller. Like Oregon doesn't have the huge hulking bodies. So we'll go Pharrell at Oregon, Jay-Z at USC. We'll stay West Coast with it, with two, I think, East Coast. I think Pharrell's from Virginia.
Yeah.
So let's call it, who do you think would do? I think Jay-Z would probably recruit, his job recruiting would be easier to USC.
The job's easier and he's got the bigger name.
Right. But who do you think would be better at running a sustained empire?
Jay-Z's doing it now.
Well, he left the Nets. He doesn't, there's...
He's a lot like Lane Kiffin, Dan.
Do people still wear Rockaware? I don't know. I don't anymore.
I got to go Jay-Z by default. I don't know much about Farrell.
I don't know. I feel like Jay-Z would ditch USC.
All right, well...
I don't know.
It's kind of a weird question.
It is a weird question. But I don't know that much. Did you say Farrell?
What did I...
Like a feral cat?
Did I say Farrell?
I believe you did. Pharrell.
Pharrell, excuse me. Whatever. Yes. Let's go to Aaron, who writes in. He says, is there a real-life equivalent to Kentucky's recruiting class right now? 24/7 Sports has them at number one.
Is that true? Did you verify this?
I did not verify it. I'm just going off the email.
Right.
Sent it about an hour ago. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He said, is this like when Macaulay Culkin dated Mila Kunis? Less or more drastic? I thought about this one probably more than I should have.
Right.
The reason I say no is because Macaulay Culkin and Mila Kunis started dating when they were much younger and before either of them grew into what they were going to be.
Right.
At the time, Macaulay Culkin was a big deal. Big deal in the Home Alone days. I mean, he had a lot of staying power for a decade after that.
Yes.
Just because he was...
Huge name in the industry.
Right, because he was Kevin.
Where Kentucky really hasn't had a huge name in the college football industry in quite some time.
And Mila Kunis, she was on that 70s show. She's had bits and pieces here and there, but it wasn't until more recently that she really grew into being this international sex symbol.
Oh, full-fledged A-list, correct.
My thought here is that it's less Macaulay Culkin and Mila Kunis and more Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian.
Just sort of fly-by-night.
Sort of like, that...
We don't know that they're going to end up long term. We don't know signing day is going to be good.
He's in over his gills. He's way above his weight class. It's just not going to work. But if he's able to get something out of it, then good for him. One of those deals. That to me feels more accurate.
Yeah, the comparison to Macaulay Culkin and it's the childhood romance, and it's also I could see a comparison for Kentucky and. Yeah, I like the Kardashian Humphreys. Somebody's just sort of, it's sort of new, exciting. We don't know if it's going to be long lasting. pretty much everything that Scarlett Johansson is involved with.
Right.
But she's been involved with good-looking people, which is not surprising. So maybe, like, here it is.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds, Alanis Morissette.
Hmm. That's just weird.
Like, I don't... Well, what is Kentucky getting top recruits?
Yeah. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
It's inexplicable.
It's uncomfortable.
You know it probably won't last. And there's something amiss. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm early on, and perhaps, you know, Alanis Morissette was a big part of Ryan Reynolds' childhood.
Right.
Both Canadian. Alanis Morissette, when did she hit? Like right around 94, 95?
Yeah, huge in the 90s.
So maybe it was a very special place in your heart that you held for her. But I don't know where I'm going with this at all, Ty. I just like talking about Alanis Morissette. Because what does it all come back to with Alanis Morissette, Ty?
What's that?
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what's, but yeah, it is a weird situation. I think it's a little more Humphreys Kardashian than it is Culkin Kunis.
Okay. I want to get to the question that Celebrity Hot Tub wanted us to address here.
Yeah, as did somebody else.
I saw that, and it's funny because shortly after you G-chatted me,
right,
and told me about Hot Tub's request,
yeah,
we had Ryan, I believe from Horsham, Pennsylvania, right down the
yeah.
road. Email in with almost the exact same question.
It was very strange.
There are kindred spirits out there. It's very
yes.
weird.
NSA Ryan, as we'll call him.
Right. So what was the question?
The question is, can we power rank our favorite Disney Animation Studios television shows? Not Disney movies, not Lion King, Aladdin.
We've done that
Beauty
already.
And the Beast. We've done that.
Yeah.
But TV shows that were on in the afternoons after school or at Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
So what are the options that he's giving us?
I'll pull up the Ryan email very quickly.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Okay, I don't have it up
okay.
in front of me, so go ahead.
Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale.
Good one.
Disney Adventure of the Gummy Bears. Never really watched.
That's number one.
Darkwing Duck.
Okay.
DuckTales.
Right.
And Tailspin.
I am intimately familiar with all of these shows.
Right. Now, you're saying, which one did you have as your number one? Rescue Rangers?
No, Gummy Bears is a clear number one.
Gummy Bears?
Clear number one. Gummy Berry Juice? Come on.
I didn't watch that show ever.
Ugh.
I liked Rescue Rangers a lot. I really liked DuckTales. Tailspin was good.
It was okay.
Basically, the Jungle Book characters, minus the kid, and there were flying adventures in a plane. There was a bear flying a plane.
Right.
Am I right with this?
I believe so, yeah.
Let's look this up right now and break this down.
Gummy Bears is a clear number one. Two, I go DuckTales. DuckTales is a classic. Three, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers
right.
for me. And then four, I go Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck felt like they've had so much success with the ducks, with your DuckTales, with your various incarnations of Donald Duck and Scrooge McDuck and all that kind of fun stuff.
Sure.
That they tried out like a darker wing, as it were.
How about that? Yeah.
I'm going to go one Rescue Rangers, two DuckTales, three Tailspin, four Darkwing, five Gummy. And
just,
Gummy
just,
is more of an incomplete than any
just
sort
because
of,
you have. If you saw Gummy right. the way I saw Gummy, you'd be putting
you,
that
Do
one.
You like eating gummy bears?
Only if they're not like stale gummy bears. The
right.
stale gummy bears are a little bit more of a challenge. But if they're fresh, if they've been in an airtight container,
right.
a good soft gummy bear.
Fresh as if you only eat gummy bears if
right off the vine. If they're right off the vine.
Somebody's gummying them up for you in person.
Right. I need it right out of the vat or whatever
right.
they use, the mold. If it's that kind of fresh gummy bear, then yeah, of course.
How do you rank your gummies if you had to power rank gummies? Worm, Swedish fish, bear, Coke bottle gummies.
Wow. Swedish fish is
sour.
A one. Swedish fish is a one for me.
Yeah.
They
are even worse stale.
Yeah, they are actually.
Peach rings, apple rings.
How about Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids.
Those are up there. Not a big fan of the gummy worms. They actually kind of creep me out.
Really? The worms you have a problem with, bears you're okay with.
I'm fine with the bears, yeah.
See, I think the worms are more conducive to eating.
They are, but the bear is less crittery. So
regular or sour?
I prefer regular, but I can go sour.
How do you feel about the peach rings?
A fan of them, but you can't eat them in mass.
Well, you can. You shouldn't. I did my freshman year of college. Bad news.
All right. Well,
you know what? I want the gummy Venus de Milo. That's what I want. That's the end of the golden road for me.
All right. Well, should we bring this full circle? Because we got a post here on Facebook from Josh who wants us to power rank our top five Nick Cage movies. We could probably go top three very quickly. Top in terms of good or top in terms of bad?
I think top in terms of like what you enjoy the most for whatever reason.
One is The Rock.
The Rock is great.
The Rock is number one.
You know what? Face Off is way up there for me.
Face Off is pretty good.
I love The Rock, but I'll go Facebook 2 or Facebook Face Off.
Okay, I go The Rock 1. Mm-hmm. I will put Face Off 3.
Okay, what's 2?
2 is his dynamic performance as an ex-con in Con Air.
Yeah.
With the long hair.
Yeah.
I want to do a study. I want someone to do a study on how much money Nick Cage's movies make correlated to the length of his hair.
That's a very interesting study. I'm sure you could, maybe a school like the University of South Carolina.
Quinnipiac, somewhere like that. Yeah. Someone could do that study for us.
Look at this run, though, in like the mid to late 90s. These are all in a row. Leaving Las Vegas, Oscar.
Won an Oscar, yeah.
The Rock, Con Air, Face Off, City of Angels, which single-handedly made the Goo Goo Dolls like $150 million.
Which is a shame.
Because they don't want the world to see them.
Right.
So that's a run of runs right there. And then it went downhill, Snake Eyes. That was the Brian De Palma, I believe, the murder at the boxing match or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's a hell of a run. So I would go one The Rock, two Face Off, three Honeymoon in Vegas.
Okay, that's fair.
Con Air's never stuck with me. I don't know what it is.
I would love to read a live blog of someone who could bring it within themselves to watch Wicker Man, Ghost Rider, Next, and Knowing back to back to back to back.
Oof.
I want a live blog to see what that does to the human psyche.
I really liked Raising Arizona too.
That was okay. That movie was okay.
I like that.
Yeah, not bad.
That's Coen Brothers.
Yeah, not bad. He's also, listen to this one, rumored to be in The Expendables 3.
What? Is that true? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I there are rumors.
He has like 9 movies in pre-production.
It's incredible.
Did you see either of the National Treasures? Are they actually National Treasures?
In a matter of speaking, both yes and no.
That's too bad. You've seen both of them, though.
I've seen them. They're okay. They're okay. You know, if it's on.
Okay. You enjoyed yourself.
They're just compared to.
You would say you had a thrill ride.
I would.
Okay.
Some of his other movies lately have just been horrible. Drive Angry was a bad movie, but it had Amber Heard in it, so it was okay.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't need to get into Cage.
Leatherman?
He's in a movie called Joe coming out this year. That's all you need to say about Nick Cage.
What about The Family Man with Taya Leone? What if, Ty? That's the question that film asks.
And Don Cheadle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you for emailing in your comments, solidverbal@gmail.com.
Has anything this week in college football struck you as worth mentioning?
Johnny Manziel with his tweet about College Station, apparently because he got a parking ticket.
Was that what it was?
That's what I saw. That it was.
It was over a parking ticket.
People blew it way out of proportion. Johnny Manziel. No, he got a parking ticket.
Dumb.
It's like 21 years old.
Isn't that what college towns do? Is they give parking tickets?
It's pretty much all they do. It's all the cops have to do in most college.
Did you get parking tickets in college?
No, I didn't have a car.
Oh, I had a car my last 2 years, and yes, I did get parking tickets.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Cool out, folks. He's not leaving now. You got another year with him before he bolts.
Yeah, he's. You know what? It's really difficult for me to like Johnny Manziel, and I really, really like Johnny Manziel. It's just difficult with all of like the round the clock coverage and writers jumping over themselves to fawn over him. It makes it. He's one of the more difficult players to like during an off season. I think I'm going to like him a lot during the season.
He'll be fun.
How do you feel about him?
He's fun to watch on the field. He's great to watch on the field. He does things he's not supposed to be able to do and get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, so from that standpoint, he's great to watch on the field. But all this off-field stuff, I got to say, I don't think A&M fans are that thrilled about a lot of it either. I wouldn't be thrilled about it if it were, well, I shouldn't say Everett Golson. He got kicked off the team for other reasons. But
right.
If it were anyone starting quarterback, right? If it were Marcus Mariota, would you be excited to hear all this hubbub around what he's doing?
Not particularly, no.
No. So I don't know if it makes him any less likable. I know from a fan standpoint, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Right.
I don't care what he's doing. Just don't clog up the coverage of other stuff for now.
Do you have any big, strong thoughts about Wes Lunt at Illinois?
I saw he said it was his dream to play at Illinois, which was
sure,
an interesting
as
statement.
As it is for every young quarterback.
That was an interesting statement. he likes the spread offense, which is...
comes from a similar system.
A bold statement. I guess this bodes well for Tim Beckman. There's nowhere to go but up if they can get anything out of Nate Shieldhouse this year.
They've recruited well. Being Illinois. I mean, they've recruited pretty well. There are pieces.
Wes Lunt,
they keep getting players drafted.
They do. Wes Lunt showed promise last year at Oklahoma State. I think he'll have the chance to be a productive starting quarterback.
I think he'll be. So basically, it's either a Russell Wilson situation where somebody had success at one place, moved on for whatever reason, and could have an increased amount of success if he finds himself in the right system, or a Danny O'Brien situation in which somebody has success in a very specific situation in the context of a very specific role and within a very specific offense and moves on to a new school and is sort of exposed and made a bad decision as for what scheme fit him. I think it's probably going to skew more in the direction of Russell Wilson, but I still think because of how bad Illinois was, and I think will improve, but just the dreck that lives in Champaign, I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. I think he's not going to put up nearly the numbers that he did at Oklahoma State. That system is just far too friendly and far too much of a well-oiled machine to sort of expect that at Illinois.
Right, and do they play at the same pace as Oklahoma State? I don't think so.
Right, exactly.
And that's a big chunk of why Oklahoma State puts up the kinds of numbers that it does. They play at an extremely fast pace. So I don't think you're going to see that at Illinois.
But to come in like he did at Oklahoma State pretty quickly and succeed like he did, that does appear to be an indicator for a significant talent level.
He won the job last year, right?
Yes, he beat out much more experienced options in Clint Shelf and J.W. Walsh.
Before we go, I do want to mention this. Folks have been asking, what are you guys doing in the offseason? What are you guys going to be doing this coming football season?
Naked Twister. What?
Other than the Naked Twister.
Yeah.
We're trying to get more people to listen to the show, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
What we're going to start asking our listeners to do, and this is an easy thing. It doesn't cost you money. If you're listening,
we're greedy.
If you're listening this long, you're already on the hook for 50 some odd minutes. So
yeah.
All we're asking you to do is find a friend who likes college football and let them know about us. Help spread the word about what we're doing. We're trying to bring in some extra listeners. We're trying to build the college football community here, the Verballer community, if you will, as best we can. And that's one way you can help us out. So if you wouldn't mind, tell some people to go on out to solidverbal.com and check out what we have to offer.
Yeah, we are very grateful that we sort of outrate all sorts of big shows, and we have a number of listeners, and we are very lucky to have a number of listeners, but we're talking empire here, Ty. We're talking a Hove situation. I want Ty bejeweled. I want him encrusted. And tell your best looking friends about the Solid Verbal. Let's dominate.
Okay.
Even more.
Tell your friends. We said it once, we'll say it again. We appreciate
your best looking friends.
Best looking friends, excuse me.
That's all I want.
You enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your college football all-star dinner.
I will. I just noticed that I was screen capped by Mock Session, and it's completely disorienting.
Can we post that?
Yeah, of course we can
put
post
it on. Put it on the Twitter feed.
Absolutely. But you enjoy your weekend as well, Ty.
Everyone out there, enjoy your weekend. Thanks again for listening. Tell your friends. Buy your berries. Feel free to email us at solidverbal@gmail.com. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/solidverbal, or send us a tweet at, you guessed it, Solid Verbal. For that guy over there in beautiful New York City, for myself, Ty, here in good old Eastern PA, thanks again for listening. We'll catch you all next week. In the meantime, stay solid.
Peace.